and welcome back to our latest episode of West Coast XC. I am your host, Ken Martinez. If you're watching this, you're watching it on YouTube. If you could click on the subscribe button, that would be wonderful. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or on Spotify, please click on the follow button. In this week's episode, we focus on the meet that we're going to next called Nike Portland XC, and we talk to co-meet director Steve Sparks as he tells us about the Jim Danner Championship portion of the meet. Steve Sparks is the longtime co-meet director, and he's also the announcer at the meet. If you've ever been to Nike Portland XC, he is the voice of the meet. And he likes to say the term, boy howdy, during the meet, and you'll hear that in our episode. He'll show his enthusiasm for the athletes and the teams that'll be there. Boy howdy. This past weekend, West Coast XC was busy. In Washington, our photographer, Russell, was at Fort Steilacoom in Tacoma, and he took pictures and has a gallery available. It's on his Instagram account bio. His Instagram account is listed below me right now. And then we go travel south to Oregon. The meet was the MOOC in Tillamook, Oregon. My daughter, Anna, drove out there and took pictures of the varsity race. Those pictures can be found on the West Coast XC Instagram bio or on our website, westcoastxc.com. Travel farther south, our California photographer, Todd, he was in Hayward, California for the Farmers Invitational. And if you go to Todd's Instagram account, which you see his Instagram below me, and click on his bio, you can check out the pictures from that meet at Hayward High School. That's the home of the CIF section championships later on in November. Travel farther south, it's Woodbridge Cross Country Classic in Irvine, California, where there were 20 varsity races, and we were there both days to take pictures of all 20 races. Those galleries are on our website at westcoastxc.com or on our bio at our Instagram account at westcoastxc. And we also tried our darndest to interview people. We're trying to do that more and more. It's a little challenging. I'm a photographer and I'm trying to go to the next race. So if we were able to squeeze in an interview, we were able to do a few on Friday and Saturday. So I'd like to introduce Friday's interviews. And so the first one you'll hear is by, we interviewed Oren Hill of Thousand Oaks High School. He ran in the Red Varsity A. It was the first boys varsity race on Friday night. He ran 14:51.0. And then a few races later, Bryn Davenport of Crater High School won her race at 16:46.8. It happened to be the fastest time on Friday for girls. She ran in the White Varsity B race. Later that evening and Friday, we interviewed Ryan Fitzpatrick. You'll see him next from Nueva High School. He ran 14:23.5 in the White Varsity A race. Then after that, Henry Hauser of nearby Menlo Schools, I mean nearby to Nueva, he ran 14:22.5 in the White Varsity B race. He ran the fastest time on Friday night. And then we ended the evening by talking to Elle Williams of Turlock High School. She ran in the Red Varsity B race at 16:31.0. I'm kind of smiling right now because those races were so many races. Every 12 minutes, I couldn't remember if it was red or white or A or B. So you might notice that at the beginning of my interviews when I introduced them, I wasn't quite sure what race they won. I know they won their race, varsity race. So let's watch those videos, and I'll be back to introduce Saturday's videos.
Hey, I'm with Oren Hill of Thousand Oaks High School. The Lancers winning the first varsity race of the evening. What did you think of your race?
Oh, it was great. We do Woodbridge on Saturday, so this is my first time doing it on Friday. But I think I like this race a lot. Yeah.
Okay. What's your next meet?
I think that's probably gonna be Peppertree,
okay.
Which is gonna be our first league meet.
Oh, yes, Newbury Park host. That's right. All right. Congratulations, go Lancers.
Yeah. Thank you.
I am with Bryn Davenport from Crater High School in Oregon. How did the race go, in your opinion?
I think it went good. I was really actually hoping for a better time, but my time is still really good. I'm happy.
Yeah, you broke 17.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And you're all out there by yourself. How did you push yourself?
I really just talked to myself during the race, I kind of watched my pace a little bit. I was like, okay, let's speed it up or I'm slow. And I really just talked to myself. I listened to motivational things before I race, and I just repeat those in my head.
Okay, you're down in Orange County. What else are you going to do this weekend?
We're going to go to Universal Studios and hopefully run on the beach.
All right, have fun. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm with Ryan Fitzpatrick of Nueva High School, winner of the boys varsity race. So how did it go, Ryan?
It went well. I think I was able to get out really strong in the first mile, 440 something, I didn't see. I think I was just able to carry that momentum, tire everyone else out, so no one really had a kick against me.
Yeah, you went by a lot. Was that your hope?
I think, yeah, that was my hope. I didn't quite ride in the time that I wanted to. I was hoping to go like 14:15, but with not really many people near me, I think that was a good time to run.
So what's your next race?
Next important one is going to be Clovis.
Okay.
I will
see you there.
Hopefully we can get some big things there.
All right. We expect that. It's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I am with Henry Hauser, who just won the fast heat of the Friday night varsity race. Henry, how did it go?
It was hard. It was fun. I had a good race and went down to the final kick. Gave everything I had. Paid off.
You got some seniors that graduated. Now you're the man, huh?
Yes, sir. Working for the team. I know I have to lead a squad this year. I think it's a really good start.
Yeah. So what's the plan for your next big race? What's your next big race?
I think we're going to head to Clovis, Woodridge Park, and see how that goes. I love the state course. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Touch my luck there.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're with Elle Williams of Turlock High School, the winner of the last girls varsity race on Friday night. You were way out there. How did you keep pushing yourself?
You know, it was just like everything that I've trained for. I just kept having that in my mind. But it was a little rough. I definitely was like, I knew like coming into it, like I might be alone for like majority of the race. And it was tougher than I thought. I didn't quite hit my goal. But, you know, a win.
You hit your goal. You broke 17.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. What's your next big race?
My next big race? Well, you know, it's probably state. We're going to Rough Rider in Clovis. But I definitely, like, my mind is just definitely set on state. Like, hopefully a top 10 finish there.
All right. Congratulations. Thank you.
So after the Friday interviews, I did a handful of interviews on Saturday night. Saturday was a larger crowd, and the kids were kind of taken away earlier to see the meet announcer. So we didn't get to quite as many athletes on Saturday night, but we talked to a few. Delaney Naparella of Oaks Christian won the gold varsity A race in 17:01.6. That's our first person you'll see. We talked to the Blue Varsity B race later on, the girls race, and we talked to the Carlmont girls. They finished third as a team, helped by the second and third place finishes by their 1 and 2 runner. And then the meet ended, and kids were kind of gathering after the races were over at the finish line. And we talked to Woodbridge High School. The boys finished ninth in the sweepstakes race. They're the host team. In the sweepstakes race, to finish ninth is very impressive. They were very happy with their results, and you'll see that in the interview. And then the last interview is the Harriman boys, not the entire team, but I think about five of the boys. They won the sweepstakes race for the fourth consecutive time. And the voice you'll hear introducing is my wife, Diane. She came and helped out. If you were at Woodbridge and ran a varsity race, she was taking pictures of the teams at the start. So we have some really great team photos on our gallery for the varsity races. And so she interviews Harriman boys. So let's listen and watch the interviews from Saturday night.
Okay, I'm with Delaney Naparella of Oaks Christian High School, the winner of the first varsity race on Saturday night. What did you think of your race?
I thought it was really good. I was just trying to get out and have a good race, and I'm really glad I had people to compete with. Pushing me the whole way, it really made a difference, and I'm happy with the results.
Okay, were you hoping this is what you thought would happen?
I don't know. I didn't have many expectations going into the race. I just knew I wanted to go out and compete. I knew I was capable of getting a huge PR, because last year it didn't go as well for me here, so just trying to give it my all.
And what's your next big meet?
That'll be Clovis.
All right, we'll see you then.
Thank you.
I am with the Carl Martin girls that just ran great. What is your name?
Isabella Shute.
Daniela Fajas. Caitlin Elliott.
And how did the race go?
It was difficult.
Why is that?
It was so long. I didn't know when we were supposed to finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. How about you?
This is my first race coming back from injury, so it was a test, but honestly, it was great, and I'm so proud of how we did as a team. And it was a fast course, great competition, so I had a good time.
And then, you got a backpack.
Yes, I did. I got second place.
Yeah.
So I went out pretty hard. I was a little worried because I'm also struggling from a little bit of muscle soreness from a prior race earlier this week. But honestly, it went pretty well, I think. And yeah.
All right, go Carlmont. You guys are the what?
Scots.
Go Scots of Carlmont. I'm with Woodbridge High School, the host of the Woodbridge Invitational. And boys, what place did you guys get?
Got nine.
All right, awesome. Top 10 finish. And what is your name?
I'm Ankur Freak.
And what's your name?
I'm Imban.
I'm Aiden Antonio.
I'm Aiden Zavala.
I'm Thomas Yan.
I'm Joey Yamamoto. I'm Connor Alleyman.
So what'd you guys think? How did it go today?
I think it was really fun, like it has as it always been, especially being a home team. You know, I think we definitely did really good. Best team placing I think we've ever had. And also, probably two school records.
Ooh, who then, did that? Who did that?
Us two.
Woo! The Aidens?
Yeah.
All right.
Just same as last year.
Oh, awesome.
And I think, you know, the long stretch, I feel like, was a little unnecessary. Because it just felt so long.
But, okay.
It's fun.
All right, what's next? What's our next big meet?
We're doing Clovis is our next big meet. So
okay, in a couple weeks.
We'll be hoping to do well there as well.
So. All right, excellent. And you guys are what's your nickname? The Woodbridge.
Woodbridge Warriors.
Yeah, Warriors. The Warriors of Woodbridge. Congratulations!
Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Hey, I'm with Herman, who won, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your guys' names? And what number runner were you?
I'm William. I was fourth.
Good job.
I'm Jeremiah, and I was fifth.
I'm Trevin Lansbury, I was third.
I'm Eli Wardle, I was seventh.
I'm Adam Wardle, I was sixth.
Awesome. Hey, so were you expecting to do so well?
Well, I think we all really came to get stuff done today. We all came with a goal and a purpose to get out here and perform to the best of our ability. And I think the results show for themselves how much we prepared and we were ready for this race.
Okay. Hey, well, I live in Beaverton, Oregon. Am I going to see you guys in Portland?
We hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah,
okay, I think you should.
That's the goal.
Okay, what's up? What's your next big race?
Clovis. That would be Clovis.
My husband will be there. So check out West Coast XC for pictures.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Awesome, guys.
Well, I want to thank all the athletes on Friday and Saturday that took time out to talk to us and talk about their races. And we'll try that again this Friday at Nike Portland XC and talk to some kids. And hopefully I get a chance to meet you and ask you some questions about your race at Nike Portland XC that's coming up on Friday. And that's a perfect segue into our next segment. Here is Steve Sparks, the co-meet director of Nike Portland XC, about the Jim Danner Championship. Well, we're very happy to have Steve Sparks, the co-meet director at Nike Portland XC. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
Pretty good. We have you on this today because on Friday is the 46th annual Nike Portland XC at Blue Lake Regional Park. All right. So there are, I think, 15 or 16 races throughout Friday. We're going to focus on the last two races of the day towards the end of the day, around 5-ish or so, 5 o'clock, which is the Jim Danner Championship, which is the, you know, the elite athletes and teams. And can you tell us, let's start with the girls race because that's before the boys race. Why, let's talk about the teams first. What are some of the teams you're looking at?
Well, the big team that we have here this year is going to be Heritage out of Littleton, Colorado. They're ranked number 5 in the nation.
Wow.
And they have some very good athletes on that team. So they're going to be coming in as the pre-meet favorite for this event. But we do have other teams that are going to, you know, mix it up, and it should be a really compelling race.
And then on the individual side, who are some of the individuals you're looking at that, you know, I see that like the defending champions returning. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the superstar female athletes?
Sure. Well, you called out our defending champion who's going to be here, and that's Maddie Carney of Caldera High School, which is over in Bend, Oregon. And fun fact, her mom was a Jim Danner champion back in her day, back in 1991, when she ran for Mountain View High School, which is also in Bend. So Maddie is coming, you know, loaded to bear this year. She just finished 13th in the sweepstakes race down at Woodbridge in a 16:31 time. Converted, you know, the Woodbridge is a 3 mile course. We run 5,000 meters. So conversion, she's going to be around 17:10, 17:15 in terms of a 5K time. But the athlete to really keep an eye on is going to be Emery Schwalm from Heritage High School in Colorado. She won the Liberty Bell race a couple of weeks ago in 16:43, and that's at altitude as right. well. So Emery has got to be the pre-meet favorite, but we do have several other athletes here in this race who could really, you know, be in the front pack and make it very competitive.
I'm just Brian Davenport of Crater ran well on Friday. She is entered in the meet.
Another favorite I have is the two athletes from Boise High School. We've got Audrey Orme and Lucy Spice, or Spice. I apologize to her family if I'm mispronouncing her name. But they are two really good athletes coming out of Idaho. Coming out of Oregon, we're also stacked with, as you said, we've got Bryn Davenport out of Crater, who ran, you know, one of the fastest times down at Woodbridge last weekend. And Cricket Phipps out of North Eugene. She, too, ran a really great race down in Woodbridge, and she won her race, the Blue Varsity A race. So there are a few others that we are keeping an eye on. For example, we've got an athlete out of Banks High School, Sophie Schulmeister, who, as I've come to find out, is the daughter of a former University of Colorado standout, and her aunt is Kara Goucher. So how about those, that pedigree coming out? So Banks is a 3A high school. She won the 800 and 1500 last spring. So she's going to have some real speed. If she's up there competing in that front pack, boy, howdy, if she has, if she's in touch, she's going to have the speed to really close pretty quick.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. I've got the girls' varsity race. If Maddie does pull off the victory, I think she'll be our first back-to-back champion in a number of years.
Wouldn't that be fun, though? Yeah. You know, here's a, you know, an Oregon-grown athlete where it becomes kind of a family tradition to come over to, you know, the Jim Danner Championship and take home the title.
I think we had the brothers, gosh, I forget their names now, from Gig Harbor. We had brother champions separated by three or 4 years.
Pelequin.
The Pelequin boys of Gig Harbor. Yeah. We've had the gal that just ran, Lexi Holiday, won the middle school meet and the varsity meet. That's right. That's a pretty good stat. But never, I don't think that was the first mother-daughter or any family member, you're like, you know, we don't think we have a father-son champion yet, but we that's a pretty small world. Isn't that amazing?
I mean, it's so much fun. And last year was such a kick because her mom said that she won. And standing next to me was the athletic director from Liberty High School, who won his year for the Jim Danner Championship. So we had, you know, a couple of alumni winners at the meet, and it just made that, you know, that award ceremony for the Jim Danner title that much more special.
So then we head to the boys' race, and who are some of the teams that you're looking at in the boys' race?
Well, the first team that leaps out is Matilda Torres out of Madera, California. They have a stacked team. I believe they have five returners from the squad that got second or third in the division. I think it was one race, you know, out down in Woodward Park last fall. So they're really, really stacked pretty well. And their spread is, they run in a really pretty tight pack. They also have a really high ranking out of DiStat for the early season teams. They're ranked number 10 by DiStat. So they're going to be the odds on favorites, you know, coming into this meet. However, we have Redondo Union coming to the meet again, and they have a really solid boys team as well. And not to be left out, we have Crater from Central Point, Oregon, down in Southern Oregon, coming to the meet. And Crater is a perennial powerhouse of a team. Their spread between their 1 and 7, you know, number 1 and number 7 runners, it's like less than a minute. And it's just, they're really, really tough. And if they have a good day, they could, you know, surprise everyone.
Yeah, they lost their two best runners. They lost Kitchens and Tostenson, but they seem to like be just moving on and continuing their dominance. They're super strong.
There's something in the water down there.
Yeah,
I know the looking at the seed times of their the athletes that they've entered, and just looking at their results for the past, you know, so far this season, it's like, man, just the wealth of athletes that they have. They could, you know, you have somebody who has a bad day, they have two or three that'll just fill in without even thinking about it.
Now, Matilda Torres is in Madera in the Great Central Valley, where we have to divulge a little secret between the two of us. We are Fresno State Bulldogs. You and I ran cross country and track there. And one of our cross country teammates, Jason Lanau, is the head coach at Clovis North. And he, their team is also ranked in the top 40 at DiStat.
Yeah, they have a number 33 ranking. And maybe this is a segue into the boys, but they have an athlete on that team named Connor Lott, who won the Division I cross-country title last year at Woodward Park, and he won the 1,600-meter title in a 4:03 finishing time. Connor hasn't run yet this fall.
He won your now, just to give some Steve Sparks background, Steve Sparks from the Bay Area, he won the Lowell Invitational.
Oh, did he run in the Lowell? Okay.
Yeah.
I missed that. So
yeah, so he won that race. That's his only big race he's run so far. But you're right, he's under race so far. He's his big debut.
Yeah, so this is gonna be the race where he's gonna have a lot of competition. So I'll tip my hand here. I'm a little torn. The Fresno State Bulldog in me wants Connor Lott to dominate this race, but now that I live in Oregon, I got to root for the homegrown boys here as well.
There's a lot of them.
And so, yeah. So while Connor out of Clovis North is ranked number 18 in the nation, ranked number 13 in the nation is Malachi Schoenherr from Sheldon, Oregon, which is down in Eugene. And like Connor, Malachi is the defending 6A cross country champion and here in Oregon, and he just won the Northwest Classic in 15 flat. Now, for our Oregon viewers, you know how hard that course is down there at the community college, Lynn.
Lane.
What Lane, not Lane, Lynn. Lane Community College. That course is deceptively hard, and it has spots that just suck the energy out of your legs, and then the short but steep hills totally break up your stride. And to come in at 15 flat, boy howdy. I think we're going to have a barn burner, certainly on paper, between Malachi and Connor. But there's a twist.
Yeah.
We have, Malachi and Connor are not the top returners for this race. We have Ty Cirino from Central, and we had, oh, help me out here. There's another one who finished ahead of these two, and they're back. So, there's going to be a couple of guys here who are thinking, "Hey, wait a minute. I finished ahead of you. Let's get going on this." Then you throw in Isaac Benjamin from South Kitsap. He's ranked number 41. He'll be there. You have a newbie to me, at least, out of North Eugene, and Ashafani McInnes. He has thrown down some seriously good results here this fall, so he'll definitely be in the mix. And of course, leading the Matilda Torres team, you have two individuals there who are ranked number 80 and 82, respectively. That is Benjamin Fernandez and Hannah Hunter. And those two athletes, they're going to be up there too, representing the Central Valley. And of course, since they're Central Valley, they're wearing red, Fresno State red. But we have others who are popping out right now. We've got Dylan Rowell of Anacortes. He ran, he ran under 9 for the 3200, and he's also the two-way champion in Washington in the 1600 and the 3200, and he is the defending 2A state champion. And not to finish there, we also have a fella out of Warren, Little Warrenton, Oregon, out there on the coast, who is killing it. He ran under 15 for to win the Meriwether 5K out there in Hillsboro. Ken, you were down at Woodbridge. He won his race too, didn't he?
Yeah, by a lot. He ran 14:17. That's really fast.
And so his first name is escaping me right now, but
Jaden Warner of Warrenton.
Yeah, that's it.
I
Warner
interviewed
out of
him, Steve. I interviewed him
Warrington.
after Meriwether, and he said, "What's your next race, Jaden?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm going to Woodbridge, running the rated race." And I'm like, "Okay, that'd be fine." And then he goes and dominates it, just
So
dominates it.
we've got these, great athletes coming in from other parts of the country, yet we've got some seriously good Oregon athletes here who are really, it's gonna be really fun to see what happens. I mean, I can see what happening here on Friday is when, after mile one, I figure there's gonna be a pack of about 10 who will separate from the field. And boy, can you imagine the different surges and the different punch counterpunch going on out there on the course? I mean, it's going to be exciting racing.
Yeah, it's going to be a great race. I'm looking forward to it too. It's pretty deep. You mentioned every single kid that's in Dystat's top 100 that are running. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 athletes. And I would imagine, Steve, that some of the kids that are not listed may break that top 9. You know, they may change the rankings. There's some really, like you mentioned, Jaden Warner's had a really nice start. And then Cohen Butler of Camas hasn't run really that much this year, but he ran 8:56 in the 3200. You and I know that the 9-minute barrier in the 3200 or the 2 mile is a big deal. And so there's some studs. And then, yeah, that's going to be Mason Morikawa of Caldera, which is Maddie's teammate. He's had a nice career too. And
yeah,
it'll be fun. Yeah,
Mason is one of the fellas that is one of our top returners, along with.
Oh, he's the one the name you're trying to grab, Mason.
Yeah, and you know he can surprise. You know, he has had a very solid fall here, and with some racing that he's been doing, maybe he's going to be able to, you know, surprise some people and break in that top 10. I think, you know, the one fellow that I'm really looking at in surprising everybody is Jaden Warner.
Yeah.
He, you know, winning the rated race and winning it in, what was it, like 14 low. Yeah. And it's still going to be a sub 15 5K conversion. Yeah. And Meriwether, you know, is a nice course and a nice race, but with the competition that he had down in Woodbridge, he ran even faster. And now running with, you know, several fellows who can run under 15, including him, he's my dark horse. He should be able to surprise.
Warrington is a small town on the Oregon coast. It's, you know, we've had a few Oregon superstars come from the Oregon coast.
Yeah.
Including our friend Steve Prefontaine, you know. So it's, there's something about that Oregon coast toughness and weather and such. So I'm looking forward to it, Steve. I really appreciate giving us a preview of all the kids. I'm looking forward to all the races. We always have fantastic races there. Yeah. At Blue Lake, Friday, September 26th. All right, and you're going to be the announcer guy. In fact, people that may not be familiar, they are familiar with you if they've been to the meet. You're the guy with the microphone.
And come on by and say, boy, howdy.
And he says, boy, howdy. Okay. So he's the guy. Steve's the one that does the announcing at the meet every year at Nike Portland XC. So you've heard his voice before if you've been to Blue Lake or before that at the golf course over there at the Portland Meadows. So.
Right.
All right, Steve, we'll get you back to setting up for the meet, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday.
All right, Ken, thanks. Good as always to talk with you.
Thank you. Well, I want to thank Steve Sparks for coming on to be our guest, talking about the Jim Danner Championships at Nike Portland XC. That sounds fantastic. It's going to be great. You may have heard us talking a little bit about our common connection. Steve Sparks and I were college teammates at Fresno State, he married a gal named Eileen on the Fresno State cross country and track team, and I married Diane, who's on the Fresno State cross country and track team. So we are a longtime friends from way back in the days when we were Bulldogs at Fresno State. So we kind of talk about Clovis North and Matilda with a sense of affection there, because that's we spent our college time in the Central Valley. So thanks, Steve, for coming on. And you can watch Nike Portland XC if you don't live in the area. It'll be on Runner Space Live, so watch for that. If you are at the meet, I'll be, if you want to see me and get stickers, I'm pretty easy to find. It's kind of hard to find me sometimes at these meets. I'm sometimes in an area where media is allowed to take pictures, but fans are not allowed, and so it's hard to find me. But in this situation, Nike Portland XC, I'm just really... there's a really great spot by the finish line where I can take pictures of athletes coming by at different locations by just taking a couple steps here and there. So if you're near the finish line, you'll see me there. And I have two sets of stickers. I have the West Coast XC sticker, and I'll have Nike Portland XC stickers. So please come by and get both sets of stickers, and come by and say hi, and maybe I'll do an interview with you if I have time. So that would be wonderful. That's this Friday, September 26th at Blue Lake Regional Park. Until next time, remember that West Coast is the best coast. Thanks.